my grandparents were married on Valentine's Day, and they celebrated 76 wedding anniversaries. But today we honor Valentine's wedding record, measured not in numbers of years, but in the number of ceremonies performed. We'll head to that famous record-breaking location on this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. On the grounds of the Clark County Museum in Henderson, Nevada, rests a Valentine's record breaker.
The wedding chapel we have holds the record for the largest number of weddings in a single day. It had over 400 weddings in one day. And these are successive weddings, not at the same time.
Curator Mark Hall Patton is speaking of the Candlelight Wedding Chapel that was moved here from the Las Vegas Strip back in 2007. On a Saturday Valentine's Day in 1987, the chapel performed wedding ceremonies for 18 straight hours.
And I've talked to the lady that did all the weddings, and Dolly said she got 10 minutes off to get changed, and she got one piece of pizza to eat. Beyond that, she was doing weddings every 2.5 minutes.
The chapel didn't plan to set a record. A weekend date and good marketing combined for a hectic day.
The Candlelight Wedding Chapel always did a lot of advertising. They were the first ones to have an 800 number. They were the first ones to pay limo drivers to drop people off. They were looking for a chapel.
The chapel sat on the strip next to the Riviera Hotel.
And they could wait in the motel, and they would call over, and they had one couple outside, one couple in the foyer, one couple getting married. The ones getting married would go out the side door, the foyer would come in, and they just churned them through all day long.
Some of those who were married that day are part of the historical exhibit.
I'm sure for everybody that got married, it was the most meaningful 2.5 minutes of their lives. What's nice now is many of these folks are still married. If they come back to the museum and they'll let us copy their wedding picture and their wedding license, we actually have scrapbooks inside there.
It's a record-setting chapel in the city that hosts the most wedding ceremonies. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.